Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, September 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your local news aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Once again, aftermath.com/education-grant. Your local events, we love the heroes of Hardy Schools. Tomorrow, Hardy County Schools will have appreciation parades on early release day, and you are invited to participate. Show your appreciation for the heroes of Hardy Schools by decorating your vehicle with inspirational signs and banners and visiting our schools at the given times, which I will read to you now. Zolfo Elementary will enter through the bus loop at 2:30 p.m., Wauchula Elementary will enter through the parent drop-off route at 2:30 p.m. North Wauchula Elementary and Bowling Green Elementary will enter through the parent pickup route at 2:30 p.m. And Hardy Senior High School will enter through the rainy day parent pickup route on Rodeo Drive at 3 p.m. Hardy Junior High and Hilltop Elementary are unable to participate. Remember to celebrate with appropriate physical distancing and safety practices. This Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will play a non-conference home matchup against the Clewiston Tigers. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. And if you do not feel like coming out, but you still want to support, live coverage of this game can be heard on AM 1310, FM 102.1, or at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, A&M Properties in Fort Meade is looking for a resident property manager. Some maintenance experience is necessary. The perfect candidate would be good at office work and have some ability to help turn the units in for rental. Background check, drug test, and a valid Florida driver's license and vehicle is required before hiring. Lakeside Neurologic in Fort Meade is looking for a dietary server. Applicants must be 21 years old and possess a high school diploma or GED. Previous serving experience is preferred. Job duties for this position include serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner to clients, staff, family, and visitors, cleaning tables, floors, dishes, and resetting tables. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. And Highlands Regional Medical Center in Sebring is looking for a financial coordinator. A Bachelor's of Science in Accounting and Hospital and or Physician experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 84%. Heat index is 90. Wind southeast at 9.2 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.05 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:07 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, isolated showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%, heat index values 105. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 106. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. July exports of U.S. dairy products continue to show amazing strength, up 22% in volume and up 17% in value, according to the U.S. Dairy Export Council. According to MilkBusiness.com, council numbers show for the first 7 months of the year, exports are up 16% on a milk solids basis, while dollar value is up 14%. Southeast Asia has been the biggest growth area, along with increased whey sales to China. The one-weak spot has been Mexico, where overall export volume dropped 18% since April. Impact of the pandemic continues to reverberate through the meat business. An American Farm Bureau Federation analysis shows the gap between the retail price and farm price of beef is the largest in 50 years of record keeping. A similar gap exists in pork prices. While pandemic-related demand boosted retail prices, slowdowns at meat processing plants led to a backup of animals in the marketing chain that drove farmers' prices down. Last Thursday, Senate Democrats blocked a skinny $500 billion COVID relief package introduced by Republicans, significantly reducing chances of a compromise before the November election. The National Pork Producers Council reports senators voted 52-47 on the bill, which included $20 billion in additional aid for agriculture and another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, among other things, but failing to get the 60 votes necessary.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. What impact can cover crops have on citrus? That's the question Dr. Sarah Strauss and colleagues at the University of Florida are asking. They're in year two of a three-year study to determine the impact of cover crops on citrus production.
We are starting to see some changes. The full impact of these changes, I don't think we can really say what that will be yet, but certainly we are seeing some changes in the soil organic matter in the row middles where cover crops have been planted.
Dr. Strauss commented that she's a little bit surprised that they've been able to see changes so quickly.
We're seeing changes in some of the soil microbial communities and the overall soil microbial populations, abundances in those row middles that have cover crops compared to the rows that don't have cover crops. We're still looking to see exactly how that responds and correlates with some changes or not changes in soil nutrients, but it's interesting that we're seeing changes in those soil microbial groups already after just 1 year.
The team is encouraged not just by the microbial communities, but also early signs of weed suppression.
When we've got cover crops, they really outcompete those weeds. And so weed density has greatly been reduced in the row middles that have cover crops.
The three-year study hopes to provide data for citrus growers who may be considering the practice.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for our business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street this morning picked up where it left off yesterday. The key averages moving higher following the opening bell. Optimism over prospects for a coronavirus vaccine helped to fuel this morning's move higher. Also encouraging economic news from China, retail sales there registering their first year-over-year gain of 2020 last month. The Fed begins a two-day policy-setting meeting today. The stock market will be keeping a close eye on that. The World Trade Organization declaring Trump administration tariffs on Chinese goods totaling more than $200 billion illegal under WTO rules. Demand for toilet paper has skyrocketed during the pandemic, so much so that some U.S. retailers have started stocking Mexican brands, a result of Americans panicking and hoarding toilet paper. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Steelers opened their schedule with a 26-16 win over the Giants.
Pittsburgh grabbed the lead when Ben Roethlisberger hit James Washington with a 13-yard TD pass to close the first half. The Giants were looking to take a lead in the third quarter. They drove 87 yards inside the Steelers' 5 when Daniel Jones tossed an ill-advised pass that was picked off in the end zone by Cam Hayward. Juju Smith-Schuster added 6 catches and 2 touchdowns. Giants' Saquon Barkley rushed for only 6 yards on 15 carries.
That's Mike Mancuso reporting. Titans escaped Denver with a 16-14 win Monday night on Steven Gostkowski's 25-yard field goal with 17 seconds left. That's after he missed 4 kicks, one in each of the quarters. He never missed 3 field goals in a game during his 14 seasons in New England, where he won 3 Super Bowl rings and made 4 Pro Bowl appearances. This is SRN Sports. Mariners split a pair of the A's, taking the first game 6-5, losing the nightcap 9-0. Brewers and Cards split in extra innings, Milwaukee winning 2-1 in 8 innings, while St. Louis wins the second game 3-2 in 9. And the Reds take 2 from the Pirates, 3-1, 9-4, the finals. Marlins beat the Phillies 6-2. Orioles pound the Braves 14-1. White Sox beat the Twins 3-1. Padres 7-2 over the Dodgers. Dallas Stars come from 2 down to beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 in overtime to return to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2000. Dallas will face the winner of the Lightning Islanders series. Tampa Bay has a 3-1 series lead in that matchup, Game 5, later tonight. Calgary Flames remove the interim tag from Jeff Ward's job, make him the NHL club's head coach. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks of RAT First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: don't keep someone guessing for too long. They're sure to find the answer somewhere else. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.